Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green. And I am also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Mrs. Fabulous, because I am enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my journey. And then Mrs. Fabulous is a name that the Lord gave me, Fabulous, because it's excellence. And that's what God would have out of me, out of you, out of all of us. He would have excellence out of us all. And I praise God for that on today. I thank him that I am truly enjoying my journey. You know, it's a place that you never dream or that you dream that you would go. And this is the place, it's one of the places that I dream of going to be in that place in the Lord where I am enjoying my journey. It's not based on what's going on in my life, because every day is not Sunday. But yet, thank you, Lord, for his word being alive and well down in my soul. The word of God, thank you, it's what carries me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When I'm not feeling my fabulous best, God's word, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank God for his word on today. I am a practicing believer. Thank you, Lord. Practice living the word of God. I'm practicing it. Practice living. And it says practice. I heard somebody say that practice makes perfect. Makes perfect. So we move on to perfection. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the Lord, as we perfect and live his word. Live his word. Live his word. And then it becomes a faith walk. Ooh, praise God. It becomes a faith walk. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when we practice living the word of the Lord. And I thank God that I practice the God habit. That's what helps me and makes me enjoy my journey. And I praise God for the journey on today. The journey. Hallelujah. In Jesus. Talking about today, we're going to talk about for a few minutes, and I just want to give you something to think about, and that's grace. Talking about grace, thank you, Lord Jesus, the grace of God. Grace, grace. He didn't have to do it. Oh, but he did. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He had us in mind, thank you, with his grace. He had us in mind, thank you, Lord Jesus, and obeying Daddy. So we praise God and we magnify him for his grace on today. Thank you, God. And let's just stop right here and have a word of prayer. And then we will, for a few minutes more, get back into talking about this word, grace. Grace. We want to talk a little bit more, about that word. Praise God. And so, as we pray, I want you to get it in your mind what you are needing the Lord to do for you on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for being here on the program with me today. And I want you to be blessed of the Lord. Blessed of the Lord. Because that's the business that our God is in. He's already done everything. He's already put everything into place. Our blessings, they're already set in place. And all we have to do is declare, receive them, claim them, and receive them, the grace of God, the blessings of the Lord on today. And so we want you to get it in your mind right now what you would have the Lord to do for you on today. And get it then. He said over in Mark 11 and 24 that whatsoever ye desire. Ooh, isn't that a beautiful word? What you desire. He didn't say what you need. We sing the song, what you need, God's got it. But he said, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive it, and we can have it. Now, look at that. We can have whatever we desire if we believe it. And that's what I want you to do today. I want you to get it in your mind, and I want you to have it there. And as we pray, I want you to believe God for whatever that situation is on today. Are you ready? Most gracious Father in heaven today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You're great, and you are so worthy, God, of every one of our praises. And we give them to you, God, and we thank you for it right now. What a mighty God, what a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve on today. And you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we thank you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, God. And we just want to magnify you, and we praise you and give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, God, and amen and amen. So we're going to talk about grace. We only have this little time. And grace is God's grace, is his unmerited favor. Nothing that we have or can do to earn it. It is a... How are you showing your gratefulness for his unearned gift? What an expression, the grace of God. His grace prompts pleasant and peaceful thoughts about our Father. The grace of God is a synonym for Jesus. Jesus is the gift of God's grace by which all men may be saved. Titus 3, 4, and 6 says, the goodness and loving kindness of God. So I want you to think about that. Grace, God's grace, unmerited favor. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Our prayer, thank you, Lord, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So think on that. What are you doing? We can never repay him, but you can show your gratefulness to God for his grace. Until the next time, bye-bye now. Have a fabulous, fabulous day.